As was stated a few moments ago, the text for today is the gospel reading as a whole, the entire parable. I would like to repeat one verse in particular, which comes toward the end, verse 15. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with what is my own? Or is your eye envious because I am generous? We certainly sing about it in one of the church's most beloved hymns, Amazing Grace. It seems like everybody knows that particular hymn. And it seems like many, many, many people love singing it. If there's one hymn that is used most often at funerals, it is Amazing Grace. We sing about the wonder of God's grace. We ponder the magnificence of God's grace. We talk about the importance of God's grace for our salvation. Indeed, without it, we are lost. And then we are confronted with this parable. And this parable, I think, weeds out those who merely pay lip service to grace and those who really cling to grace as if it is all important for everyone. I was just telling someone yesterday, we had a funeral in here, and it was after the funeral, I was telling someone. This was the parable, the gospel reading for today, and how I am attracted to this parable. I suppose it is my favorite, my personal favorite parable, if there is to be one. There is so much here, so many angles you can approach it from, so many things to unpack. And then this little verse was just nagging at me all week. Is your eye envious because I'm evil? Or is your eye evil because I am generous? And that, by the way, is not a proper translation. Our text here, this version says, is your eye envious because I'm generous? Literally, what is said there is your eye evil because I am good. And it seems to me that this parable sets up evil and good. Now, we all have an idea of what evil is. Those grotesque pictures of creatures and whatnot. And we all have this picture of evil. Jesus presents us with another one here in this parable. What is it? Evil in this parable takes the form of someone who, if you will, to put it metaphorically, keeps the books. Someone who is paying attention to what someone deserves by what they've done or haven't done. That is, according to Jesus in this parable, evil. It is a kingdom parable, which means it is a story about Jesus Christ and his mission. And what is that mission according to this parable? Well, very simply, that mission is to gather all kinds of different people into the kingdom of God under his salvation. Some, he says, will be lifelong believers. They worked all day in the vineyard. Others will be last-minute converts just before their death. They worked 1 hour. But the pay is the same for all of them. And if that bothers us just a little bit, then maybe, just maybe, we don't have the handle on grace that we think we have. Maybe, just maybe, we don't appreciate the grace of God as it is shown to us in an appreciation that we think we have. You see, very simply, according to this parable, the grace of God rewards the unrewardable. All of these workers, mind you, were unrewardable. This man had to go out in the morning to find some people who were idle. They weren't working. Nobody hired them. Was there a reason for that? Probably so. But this man hired them on anyway. Some worked 12 hours, some worked 9 hours, some worked 6, and you heard the parable. And some worked 1. And you have to wonder why those last ones that worked that 1 hour were still standing there, because no one else would hire them. I wonder what they looked like, don't you? Needle marks in their arm. Purple hair. Shabby clothes. You go work too. Because you see, our Lord wants all people. It's interesting here that when the workers begin to grumble, the owner in this parable turns to one of them and says, "Friend, I do you no wrong." And we think of a gentle voice and a soothing tone in that phrase. But there's an interesting thing here in the original. That word "friend" is a distinctly unfriendly term for the word "friend." It's a word used for Judas when Jesus said, "Go and do what you must do," when Judas was about to betray him. It is used a couple other times in the New Testament in the same way. More in the sense of what we would say is, hey, listen, buddy. Listen, Buster. That's what our Lord thinks of bookkeepers. People who fail to see that grace goes to the unrewardable. You see, and that's a real problem for lifelong Christians in particular. Because through the years, we tend to build up this sense of thinking in ourselves that somehow, in some way, we are rewardable. The fact of the matter is, we are not. And that is what our Lord calls the eye of evil. Thinking that by what we've done, God owes us. Or owes us more than someone else. And you see, it is that eye of evil that is condemned in this parable. And until you and I reach that point where we are totally and completely happy that that person who wronged us, that did that awful deed to us, is saved by the grace of God and will dwell in the mansions of heaven, well, maybe we just don't have that handle on grace that we think we do. Because you see, in the sight of God, we're the same way. Is your eye evil because I'm good? It's a good question to ponder. Amen.